This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
If you want to shatter the backboard of education,
yes.
This is where it happens.
You can do it.
Seen a grasshopper take down an antelope on Nat Geo.
You want to know what planet did it his way.
Why is it always a crazy uncle?
I did it my way.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We're going to be here for the next hour and 25 minutes. And it's going to be an important hour and 25 minutes in your intellectual development. And I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battaglione. Good morning, Ed.
Hey, good morning, Tim. And it may be the most important hour and 25 minutes in their intellectual development.
As a human
ever.
Being.
Yeah, that's right.
As a human being.
I don't think we're raising the standard too high.
No, and I don't think we're, exaggerating.
No.
I really don't.
J.J.
Jasper sits across the way from me here. Good morning, J.J.
Good to be back. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we haven't done this show together in a while, have we?
No, I was actually in Illinois and met Barry.
You mean last week?
Week before last. Last week was Good Friday.
Oh, that's
so
right.
We
weren't
Learning
trivial
University,
on that day.
But I met Barry and his wife, George and Tina, Greg and his wife, so many wonderful listeners in Salem, Illinois, as well as Fairfield, Illinois.
I was in suspended animation for 2 weeks.
Were you now? Yeah,
that's why I wasn't.
How is that? I hear the traffic's bad. is that true?
Only during rush hour.
Yeah. All right, so Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to ask three questions each. JJ, Ed, Tim will ask three questions each, and then we will open up the phone lines and let you call in and ask your trivia question of us and answer one. We prefer that you ask and answer, although if you only want to answer, that is fine as well. Don't call. Please don't call and if you got on the air with us in the last 4 weeks. If you got on the air with us in the last 4 weeks, please do not call. We want to give as many new people an opportunity to be on the air on the program as possible. Also, if you answer the mystery question correctly, you will hear this sound.
Ding-a-ding-ding-ding.
Oh, yes, the beloved cowbell will ring in a delayed fashion. And you will wonder, is it going to ring at all? But it will ring eventually, and that will mean you have won yourself a Trivia Friday T-shirt.
Learning University T-shirt, right?
Okay,
here.
If you're watching the show on Facebook right now, Facebook Live, today's issues on Facebook right now, Ed, JJ, and Tim, I am talking in third person, I realize that, we're holding up our Trivia Friday T-shirts, which we have made for you, just for you. We made these shirts just for you.
Each one handmade for you.
Right, crafted.
Handcrafted.
Right, with the best of ingredients from right here in America. So we've made these for you, and you can order them for $15. $15, and so.
And it's no lie. These are made in America.
That's right. What you can do is you can order yours for $15. But if you answer the mystery question, you get it free.
That's right. You get a free one. And today only, we have a special, $15 for one, two for $30. Yeah. I use that joke every Friday.
There you go.
Apparently, people. It gets funnier and funnier.
If you want to check it out at our Facebook Live, you can watch the show live streaming. Our Walker's got us a YouTube channel now. So you go to YouTube, you type
we're in uptown.
Today's issues live stream. You can watch it on YouTube as well. So we're out there on, as Ed calls it, that there internet. All right, Ed, you want to give us your three questions?
I'd be delighted to, Tim. Thank you so much.
Here's, I did cover all the ground rules, didn't I?
Yeah, you got it.
I think
like
so.
You got it. All right, here are my three questions. On the television series X-Files, the two main characters were FBI agents named Mulder and Scully. What were their first names? Mulder and Scully on the X-Files, what were their first names? Question number two, I had an M1 Abrams question last week. The M1 Abrams is the main battle tank for the U.S. military. Who is it named after? The M1 Abrams, who is it named after? Third question, I've never done this before. This is a have you been paying attention question. Most of you know that I'm half Italian. What's the other half?
What's the other half?
I have mentioned it scores of times. Were you paying attention? And it's not Cherokee or Delaware Indian like Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts. So those are my three questions.
You missed some good opportunities to get some scholarship.
Yes, I did.
Here's what I've got. I'm going to start out with an easy one.
He was a minority's minority if he'd have been all those things.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes me feel bad about being half pig Latin. We've got a lot of pig Latin in our family, and no scholarship grant money available at all.
That ain't right. That is not right.
I think you offended somebody, but I don't know who exactly right there, JJ. But I just think
whether it was the pigs or the Latins,
just sounded wrong.
It does. I got to tell you this. You said that.
Yeah.
If I'm with some real good friends and we go over to eat and we're eating lunch, I'll take a bite of tomatoes or just whatever. I'll go, oh, goodness, these tomatoes taste like they were grown in dirt. Well, everybody's head snaps around, and then you go, wait, they were grown in dirt, but that sounds like you're...
Yeah, it sounds bad.
You can only do that if you're really close to somebody. Yeah. All right, here's what I've got. First one, easy. In billiards, what color is the eight ball? What color is the eight ball when you're playing pool? Second question, a lot harder. The Kendrick brothers, Alex and Steven, have 5 movies to their credit. Name them.
Oh, that's a good question. I'll bet some of our listeners will be able to answer that one.
Absolutely will. Great guys.
While they're eating their tomatoes.
Great movies. Yeah. Hey, and they've got a new one coming out May the 2nd. I'll mention that after they
get it. Is that included in the?
No. Okay. They got 5 to their credit with number 6 coming out.
All right.
Then third question, which popular sport did James Naismith invent? Which popular sport did James Naismith invent?
Hey, did you say billiards or bullards?
Billiards.
It's billiards?
Billiards.
Am I mispronouncing that?
I think it's B-I-L-L.
It's billiards.
Billiards?
Yeah.
Okay.
A-R-D-S, billiards.
Billiards,
pool.
A.K.A.
We always
pool.
Called it playing pool.
Gotcha.
Bullards are people who pick on other kids like in school. So that's totally different.
Okay, thank
you. Just say no to bullying.
Thank you, Professor
Ed.
It's
easy for you to say.
All right, these questions were given to me by my good friend Nancy.
Wonderful.
In Mesquite, Texas.
Okay.
She went with me on our trip to the Holy Land. And she said, when I get back, I'm going to send you some science trivia questions, because I know you like science trivia questions.
You think we're not branching out, folks? We're outsourcing our questions.
Well, hey, I didn't have to work for these, so there you go. Didn't have to spend an hour on the internet looking for them. Here we go. Good questions, too, from Nancy. Here we go. The first one is the olfactory, not old, the olfactory nerves affect what sense in the brain? The olfactory nerves affect what
sense
in the brain?
Isn't it?
Yeah. Common sense is one of them.
That would be a big fat no.
And then you got 2 cents for when you want to try to get your opinion heard.
Yes.
Here's the second question. What U.S. spider... Actually, it's a spider all over the world. I don't think you have a U.S. spider. What U.S. spider that has his documents?
It's the other version of the song. Itsy Bitsy U.S. spider came down the water spout.
What spider's poison is 15 times as powerful as rattlesnake venom?
Wow!
I didn't even know. This was, rattlesnake venom is
pretty potent,
but this particular spider, poison is 15, you don't want to get bit by this spider, 15 times as powerful as rattlesnake venom.
Wow.
Also, here's a good one. Which tree's bark is used to produce aspirin? Did you even know that a tree's bark was used to produce aspirin?
No, but I tell you what. Here's the deal. There's been many a night my neighbor's tree has kept me up at night. That tree would be barking and barking and barking, and I said, do something about your tree.
You know, this is the absolute truth. When you asked that question, I hesitated because I fully because it was just begging for it was just that a tree's bark is worse than its bite or something like that.
Yes.
That was just begging for it, and I was just waiting. I said, "Here comes the curmudgeon." The curmudgeon's got to come up with something on that.
All right, let's go. Let's go to the phones.
All right, we go to the phones. And first we go to Oklahoma, and Lou is on the phone. Lou, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, how are y'all?
Hey, doing great,
Lou.
Doing
good.
Can you hear me good?
We can hear you. You sound just wonderful. Marvelous. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to do both because I like when I was just going to ask, but I'm going to answer the olfactory question.
Okay.
And it is smell.
Right. Let me re-ask the question. The olfactory. Now I'm not talking as opposed to like the cheese factory, okay?
Right.
The olfactory
shoe factory.
Right. No, yeah. We're talking about the olfactory.
Right.
Which is one word. The olfactory nerves affect what sense in the brain, Lou?
Smell.
Yes.
Yes.
That's right. So if your olfactory nerves are not working correctly, you're going to have a hard time smelling dinner.
You'll smell bad.
That's right.
Yeah. I think you got the wrong
thing. You smell badly,
right,
maybe.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, way to start us out.
Absolutely.
Good job,
Oklahoma. Luke. Now, what's your question for us?
Okay. Does anyone know the name of the man who was caught in his briefs, his skivvies, next to a major roadway while dumping a family of mice in the yard while his wife turned on the floodlight to see if he was doing it right?
I think I do know the man. Yeah. I think I do know the name of the man.
I know.
I'm not sure I feel like I should share it publicly.
You are the man.
You are the man.
You are the man.
As the prophet
Nathan
said. Nathan. Tim Wildman is the man who did that. Hey, Lou, I wasn't paying careful attention. Could you just repeat?
Please repeat that.
Please repeat that again. Just one second.
A little louder.
What was that? What did Tim Wildman do?
Does anyone know the name of the man who was caught in skivvies next to a major roadway while dumping a family of mice in the yard?
Oh, man, Lou. Did I tell you that story? You read that in one of my little humor books back in the years ago. I told you that.
Tim, you left your wife Allison on the tour bus way too often.
Oh, that's right. Okay, Lou.
Sue from Oklahoma.
Yeah, you know. That did happen. My wife Allison. She will wrestle a pit bull, but she will not come close to a mouse. I don't understand it, but that's just the way it is. So
I can see that
the mice came.
This was at night.
This was at night. This is 30 years ago or so, and the mice. I don't know why I'm telling this story. I will regret it. But the mice, you know, she called me up front screaming, you know, come get these mice have fallen in the garbage can. So I went up there. We just sort of lived out in the country, and so I was ready for bed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I got it and took it outside to get it. I took it about, you know, 50 feet away from the house.
In fact, she told you.
And what were you
wearing? I wasn't in the mood to slaughter mice at 10:30
and she told you, dump them far away so they don't come back.
Yeah, so I went out there down the driveway. You know, and dumped them and had them, you know, I guess I was, so she peeked her head out there. How you doing out there? How's it going? And I said, fine. And then she flipped on the floodlights just so she could check it out. And
supervised.
So as I'm standing there, as Lou says, in my happies, the car drives by. Car drives by our front. And so I'm thinking there. Here's a man standing out in his drawers in the driveway in the middle of the night with a garbage can. So anyway.
In the dark, you can get away with
that
it.
That did happen.
The floodlights just sort of accentuated.
Yeah, but I didn't know. She's a smart lady, my wife, but I don't know why she put the floodlights on there. What would it matter whether I'm doing good or not?
And anyway, what is doing good? You just
and there, there is
myself.
Absolutely no moral to that story at all.
Oh, I think there is.
Oh, you think there is, Ed?
I think there is.
Put your britches on for you,
cuz. Put your britches on, that's
right. All right, Lou.
Hey, Tim?
Yes. Go ahead,
hey,
Lou.
Hey, Tim?
Yes, uh-huh.
Hey, this is actually not Lou. This is Sue from Oklahoma.
Oh, I wondered. Okay, I didn't remember a Lou.
Calling in a little synonym there.
Bus waiting too often telling stories.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, well, Sue, I appreciate you embarrassing me and everything. And
we certainly do, Sue.
Yes, thank you, Sue.
I wrote about that story in a book, but a long time ago. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you, Sue. Yeah. Have a great week. You've made our day, I know that. Yeah. Have a great weekend.
Anybody got any embarrassing stories on JJ or Ed, you call in. We'll get you to the front of the line right there. Okay?
Hey, listen, if you really want revenge, are you the kind of man that seeks? Well, then you need to know that Allison, your wife, was behind this.
Yeah, she's the one that told
that. So if you're
going
to take vengeance on anyone, I want you publicly to say you're going after her.
No, I'm not. It's a happy wife, happy life. All right, Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. And we go back to the phones.
Yes, we do. We go to Louisiana. Keith is on the line. Keith, welcome to the program. And what embarrassing story about Tim do you know?
I'm going to say you better not run for public office.
Hey.
Too funny.
You got that right, Keith. All right, bro.
I just have a perfect line, but I'm not going to say it.
Also, they don't want to look at my college GPA either, I'll tell you that.
Would it be wrong to say he wouldn't be the first politician caught with his pants
I did
down?
Graduate, though, just not with honors.
Keith, ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to try to do both.
Which question you want to answer?
I'm going to try to tackle the spider one.
The spider one?
The itsy-bitsy spider one or the?
American spider.
Okay. The spider, which, what spider's poison is 15 times as powerful as a rattlesnake's venom?
I believe that's a black widow.
Yes.
Woo!
Wow. It's a black widow.
Wow, really? 15 times?
How did you know that, Keith?
I knew it was either that or the brown recluse, one or the other.
Yeah. Have you ever been bit by a spider?
No, sir, and I hope I never do.
Me either. I don't think. Have you guys ever been?
No, but I was shocked, and my wife and daughter said everybody knew the answer to this, but it was the first I heard it. A couple of days ago, I read where the little kind, grandfatherly granddaddy longlegs.
Yes, even more potent.
Has more poison in it than the brown recluse or the black widow spider.
That's true.
It is the deadliest spider, but its jaws don't work. And it
can't
bite.
You,
it can't bite you.
Its fangs can't penetrate human skin.
It can't open its mouth enough to get a bite. But that sweet little
what's the point?
Granddaddy.
Other spiders and insects it can.
Granddaddy
okay,
long legs.
Gotcha.
But
just
in terms of biting human beings.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But that would have been a good question.
Yeah.
Then what's the point of having it?
Yeah. All right, now I got two questions. Three questions for the Lord. That duckbill platypus, what was that all about? The granddaddy long legs. And did Adam have a belly button?
Got to get a hummingbird in there somewhere. Keith, you are correct. The black widow is 15 times as more powerful.
That could ruin your day
right there. Yeah, that's bad.
Take you down.
What do you do to?
Oh, you drop. You stop, drop, and roll. Everybody knows that. You get bit by a black widow. Stop, drop, and roll.
That's right. Coming right there from Dr. Kildare.
You ain't right, JJ. You just ain't right, son.
Hey, stop, Keith, what's your question for us?
There's an old saying, expression, you hope it pans out.
Yeah.
Where did that derive from? Something panning out.
Okay.
We're going to talk amongst ourselves, Keith, so don't say yes or no.
I'm guessing gold, because you pan for gold.
Panning for gold, don't you think?
So that makes sense to me.
All right, we're going with JJ.
That's correct. When they was extracting for gold at the streams,
woo,
they would
JJ.
JJ Jasper, ladies and gentlemen.
And they'd say, hope it pans out kind of thing?
Yeah. I was going between
hope it pans out.
I was going to guess between that and Teflon, so I'm glad I Teflon.
Hope it pans out.
Yeah. Hey, Keith, have a great weekend.
Y'all too.
All right, this is Keith in Louisiana. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Repeat your questions, please, gentlemen.
All right. On the television series X-Files, the two main characters were FBI agents named Mulder and Scully. What were their first names, Mulder and Scully, on the X-Files? The M1 Abrams is the main battle tank for the U.S. military. I used that question last week, but who was it named after? And then third question, this is from the Have You Been Paying Attention file. Most of you probably know I'm half Italian. What's the other half? Those are my questions.
Here's what I've got. Let's go to the pool table for an easy one. What color is the eight ball? What color is the eight ball in billiards? Second question. Even if you're behind it. The Kendrick brothers, Alex and Steven, have 5 movies to their credit. Name them. Then my third question, which popular sport did James Naismith invent?
James Naismith. You know, I knew his family.
You James, did?
Yeah, James Naismith.
They lived next door to you, didn't they?
Yeah, they never see any royalties off this invention.
They never saw you in your underwear?
They were bitter people.
Yeah.
They were.
Bitter people.
They were bitter people. Speaking of bitter, I got an aspirin question.
Yes.
Which tree's bark is used to produce aspirin? Number 2, I'm going to add 2 questions because bam, bam.
Yeah.
2 of my questions got taken, which were provided to me by Nancy in Mesquite, Texas, who Nancy went with me on the Holy Land trip in March. Here are my 2 additional questions. How many time zones are there in the world? How many time zones are there in the world? And number 3, what is the rarest blood type in humans? So I think the O positive is that not the most common?
I don't know.
But anyway, what is the rarest?
I don't even know what mine is.
What? Really? So
yeah.
If you were having a traumatic situation, it said,
I would stop,
what
drop,
is your
and
blood
roll.
Type, Mr. Ed Vitagliano, half Italian, half blank? What is your?
You scared me. I thought you were gonna come out with it.
No. Blurt it out.
What is the rarest blood type in humans? That's what I want to know. That's my 3rd question. Back to the phones.
All right, back.
I said back to the phones we go.
Yes, back to the phones we do go. Texas John is on the line. John, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, gentlemen.
How you doing, John?
John from Cut and Shoot.
Cut and Shoot. All
right. Right on time.
Good.
Right on time.
That stagecoach right on time.
John, you want to ask?
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Ask, answer, or do both?
I want to do both. But first, I want to, a year ago this month, we were blessed to have J.J. Jasper over here at our Montgomery County Right to Life banquet.
Okay.
Yes.
Well,
yes,
a year
yes.
ago today. That yeah. was a great night.
A year ago today?
It was a year ago this month. So it may have been, a year ago today.
Well,
we were really blessed to have him here.
That was a lot of fun, John. And, boy, what a great work you guys are doing. Hey, ask.
Yes, sir. So,
ask, answer, or do both?
Yeah, I'm going to do both.
All right, which question do you want to answer, John?
The aspirin question.
The aspirin question, all right. Which tree's bark is used to produce aspirin, John?
I believe it's the willow tree.
Yes, the white willow.
Wow.
The white willow tree is used to produce aspirin. You know how tree bark, I mean, that's one of those things, that you just wonder, how did that ever come to be in the first place? I mean, whoever thought of that?
Well, and if you're going to go down that little path,
yeah.
Who was the first person that looked at a chicken and said, next thing comes out, I'm going to eat it? And they ate a chicken egg.
Yeah.
That's an even better question.
Milk. But, I mean, pull on those udders.
Somebody's sitting around.
I dare you to drink whatever comes out of that cow.
Somebody's sitting around, a campfire, and they're like, man, I got a bad headache. You know what? That willow tree right over there. I'm thinking if you go over there and shave some of that bark off.
Yes.
And eat it and maybe wash it down. Then
with some cow milk.
Cow milk. I'm thinking that might alleviate your headache.
And if that don't work, stop, drop, and roll.
All right, we got to come back. We got to come back with John after the break.
Can you hang on, John?
And let him ask us his question. But he did get that correct. The willow tree. It's a white willow tree. That tree's bark is used to produce what we know as aspirin. We shall return momentarily with more of today's issues on the American Family Radio Network.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. and you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. Well, our June Spiritual Heritage Tour is full, and our September trip is filling up fast. So if you want to go with us to Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon for our Spiritual Heritage Tour, you need to sign up soon. We're going to be seeing lots and lots of sites, including the Capitol, the Library of Congress, the Supreme Court, the Jefferson and Lincoln Memorials, the Korean and Vietnam Memorials, the Arlington National Cemetery, and much, much more. For all the information on this tour, September the 19th through the 22nd, please go to the website spiritualheritagetours.com. That's spiritualheritagetours.com for all the information. And we also go to Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown. That's a separate trip, but we put them back to back in case you want to do both of those tours. Again, that's in September. For more information, go to the website spiritualheritagetours.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. Since 1971, Liberty University's values have been defined by a commitment to excellence and a biblical worldview. Their mission of training champions for Christ has remained the foundation of everything they do. It's that mission that propels Liberty students to excellence in the classroom and beyond. More than 550 programs of study from undergrad to doctoral degrees, effectively preparing students to enter a competitive job market. Visit liberty.edu to learn more. That's liberty.edu. Boys and girls at Hunter Magnet Elementary School in Raleigh, North Carolina, were given lessons on white privilege the other day. It was part of a project supported by the PTA. One of the lessons said President Trump's election emboldened racists. They also point out most governors and lawmakers and owners of professional football teams are white. Let's be honest, it was nothing short of anti-white propaganda, and it's downright disgusting to shame children and their parents based on their skin color. Maybe most disturbing of all, the lessons tell parents and students there is no such thing as color blindness, which flies in the face of the dream that Martin Luther King Jr. once had, a dream about a nation where little children would not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Unfortunately, that's no longer the case at Hunter Magnet Elementary School. I'm Todd Starnes.
Brian Fisher here. A new documentary features the testimonies of 15 people who have come out of LGBT darkness into the light of Christ. The homosexual lobby will be out in force to protest a screening. We'll talk with the documentary's creator, Stephen Black. And 4-H, if you can believe it, is going all pro-gay. That and more on Focal Point at 105 Central.
Deserted island.
Calgon, take me away.
That was the X-Files thing?
The X-Files.
I didn't watch that show, but it was very popular, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was popular for
Is it like a sci-fi deal?
It's science fiction.
Okay. Like the modern-day Twilight Zone type thing, or what?
It was similar to that. You know, there's a lot of creepy stuff and mystery and all that.
Things that enhanced your Christian spiritual life.
No, had nothing to do with that.
It was just... raw and adulterated entertainment.
Escapism,
right?
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, Trivia Friday is what you're listening to on American Family Radio. Every Friday we do this. As I say, Monday through Thursday, if you want to listen to this program, we're on from 10:05 to 11:30, and we tell you how the world is going to end. But on Fridays, we act like it's not.
That's right.
That's our goal here. It's Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air, and when last we left you, John in Texas was about to ask us a question, a trivia question. John, go right ahead.
Okay. Baseball season has started.
Yes, so sir.
This is about Tim's and my beloved St. Louis Cardinals.
There you go.
Okay. The Cardinals have had four official names. What are they? I'll give you the years after.
Go ahead,
I'll give
John.
You the years after. Okay. Y'all give up?
No. Well, you said you're going to give the years.
No, he's going to give them to us after we get
After. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, we don't give up. Tim, you got any idea?
Well, John, you're talking about franchise names for the Cardinals that were
– Or cities or what?
It was they've had four official names, the Cardinals that we know today, okay? And, of course, I'll give you a hint. The Cardinals is one of them.
Oh, okay.
But right. there were – three others, and they were all in St. Louis. They didn't come from somewhere else.
All right, I think you're going way back now, because the Cardinals have been the name of that team since the 30s, probably. Am I right about that, John?
Since 1900.
Okay. Whoa. Okay. Now I'm just guessing now. Because
I've got nothing. This is all you.
Something of the Osage. Because Osage, the Missouri Ozark Mountains.
Yeah.
Redbirds.
Seems like there was not the Browns or the.
But the Browns were a different franchise.
But different. But then I'm thinking too, White Stockings or something.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
John, go ahead. Tell us, brother.
Okay. The St. Louis Brown Stockings.
JJ had that one.
Well, I had a hybrid of it. Yeah. Yeah.
What were the other names?
Well, and then the St. Louis Browns, actually, from 1883 until 1898.
I knew that.
Okay. And then in 1899, that one year, they were called the St. Louis Perfectos.
Perfectos?
Huh. Yeah. But after that season, they had to get rid of that name.
Yeah, they
did. That was too hypocritical to keep that name after that lousy season.
Yeah.
But then they've been the Cardinals since 1900. So,
yeah, and, the birds on the bat on the front, on the uniform. They never change when they go on the road or at home. You know, most professional teams, they have different uniforms.
They have the same uniform?
Yeah, the birds on the bat. Uniform.
Oh, but I mean, the color changes on the road.
Well, white to gray or whatever like
John,
that.
John, I just read this past week, thinking about, you know, Major League Baseball opening, and it was one guy and on one team, it might have been St. Louis, but this was like back in the, you know, turn of the century. He batted the whole season with a rolled up newspaper.
What?
And he actually batted pretty decent, like .295 or whatever, and he batted just for a promotional stunt. But instead of using a bat, he used the rolled-up newspaper.
Mm. How could he even get it out of the infield?
Well, you know, I mean, you just
– They didn't re-sign him, by the way.
But you can look that up, because I just heard that or read that this week, and I thought, how
funny. A rolled-up
funny.
Newspaper.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you, John. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's go back to the phones.
All right, we now go to Kansas, and Rachel is on the line. Rachel, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
Okay, which question do you want to try to answer?
The one about the Abrams tank.
All right, here's the question. The M1 Abrams is the main battle tank for the U.S. military. Who is it named after?
It was named for General Creighton Abrams. He was a tank commander during World War II and a general in the Vietnam War.
Absolutely. That is absolutely right.
Wow.
Rachel. Excellent. Now, did you know that, or did you have to look it up, which we certainly encourage?
I use my brother as a reference. He's huge on, like, World War II type stuff, and so I asked him, and of course he knew. So.
Wow, that's excellent. Well, kudos to your brother for knowing it, and for you for accessing the proper information. That's mm-hmm. a good researcher. Congratulations on that. What's your question for us?
Okay, so all horse breeds can be broken up into four different groups. What are they?
We've kind of had this question before, hadn't we?
I don't think we've had this one.
What is it? The four horse groups?
Four categories of horses. Is that what you're saying, Rachel?
All right, Rachel, let us talk amongst ourselves for just a minute. First, let me just say that I don't know squat about horses. But I do. I mean, I don't have any personal experience. And Ed and I have shared why we
– I'm quite
why we just don't like horses.
I mean, yes.
Let's just be honest about it.
And they're brutal and nasty
animals.
Creatures.
Yes. Who will throw you off.
Who will throw you off. Who will bite you.
They don't care.
I've been bit.
They're wonderful.
My wife always
says
they sense fear.
One broke into my house, stole my stereo one time.
So we got nothing for horses.
That's right.
Here. But
Rachel,
but,
you and I are going to have to stick together. Horses are glorious. They're wonderful.
Yes,
you got
they are. Yes, they are.
You got four types, right? I am just guessing.
You're spitballing.
Thoroughbreds?
Thoroughbreds, okay.
Is that not a horse?
You know, I've got
a breed.
What?
That's a breed.
That's a breed.
So what are you asking then?
There's hundreds of different breeds of horses, but all
four
horses
categories
can be broken up in like four categories based on like their physical characteristics and a few other things. And then like, that's why I'm asking what the four like categories are.
All right, JJ, you have a horse.
I've got an equine.
You have a horse at your house.
Background, but I am stumped on this.
All right, I'm going to give my
nag is going to be one of them.
Okay, big horses, little horses.
Nags. Rachel, I will tell you a quick story.
Crazy.
Though. Let me tell you this quick story. Ed Vitagliano was on horseback. That thing started bucking. His life was flashing, in his eyes, in his mind, and he thought it was all over until the grocer came out and unplugged it.
Yeah.
I mean, grocer guy saved your life, Ed.
That's right. Now, let me tell you, that scarred me. And I was, I was only 13 years old,
but that scarred
me for life.
All right, you're going to have to answer, Rachel.
We don't know.
You stumped us.
Boy, I feel bad that I don't know the answer to this.
What's the answer, Rachel?
Okay, so the first one is they're called hot bloods. So that's like your racehorses, like thoroughbreds and Arabians, like the more energetic, high-strung horses that they use a lot for like racing.
They got anger management problems right there.
Hot blooded.
No, they have a lot of energy. Trust me, they have a lot of energy. I've worked with them before.
Okay,
that's kind of what I need.
The second is warm bloods, so that's like Appaloosas, Morgans, Mustangs, just quarter horses.
And smaller heads.
They're not quite as energetic, and they're used for a lot of things like riding, rodeos, cattle, jumping, all these different areas. And then the third is cold bloods or draft horses like Shires, Belgians, Clydesdales, or the draft horses are the big used to pull stuff.
Go ahead with the fourth one, then I want to come back to that. Go ahead.
And then the fourth one is ponies. So like Shetlands, American Miniatures, Falabellas, the little horses. And they're usually, if they're below a certain height, they're classified as a pony.
My granddaddy did buy us a Shetland pony. That was fun.
It was.
But they, rode you around the front yard. You know, my granddaddy pulled us around the front yard. I mean,
and if you get bucked off, you don't have far to go.
Have you ever stood next to a Clydesdale?
I have.
No,
yes,
enormous.
I have.
You have?
Oh my gosh, it's big. Yeah,
Rachel?
I volunteered a therapeutic horse riding facility, and they have a couple Clydesdales, and they're so big, really annoying because they won't leave you alone.
What do you mean?
They'll just like follow you around, like if you're trying to go get another horse.
Yeah.
It's like bring it into the barn.
They'll follow you around
and they won't leave you alone.
See, I told you. They're evil.
They can spread vicious rumors too. They don't care about the truth. But anyway, I've been to, speaking of St. Louis and the Cardinals.
Yeah.
If you go to St. Louis, you can go to a place called Grant's Farm, which is Ulysses Grant,
General.
It's called Grant's Farm. And there they have the famous Budweiser Clydesdales. And I guess they're owned by Budweiser. And this is not an advertisement for beer, okay, people?
Yes,
but I mean,
don't email.
Don't email me. But you can go there and see these Clydesdales. The world famous Clydesdales. And the only word I have for it is majestic, almost. I mean, I know that's a big word.
Magnificent.
They're gorgeous in their own size, and
And if you go to that,
their muscles is what. Go ahead.
If you go to that same place, you can guess. There's a thing where you can register and guess who's buried in Grant's tomb.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Man,
you win
a Clydesdale.
Hey, Rachel, you did a great job. You have a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for listening to AFR.
Thanks.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions, and we're going to take as many calls as we can for the next 16 minutes.
All right. Here are mine. On the television series X-Files, the two main characters were FBI agents named Mulder and Scully. What were their first names? Folks, just look it up. It's right there on Google. Second question that I have remaining, and this is asking if you've been paying attention. Most of you know that I'm half Italian. What's the other half? I've said it on the air many times. And here's a true-false question in honor of JJ. It is dangerous to awaken a sleepwalker. Is that true or false?
Here's what I've got. Let's go to the pool table for an easy question. In billiards, what color is the eight ball? What color is the eight ball? Second question, the Kendrick brothers, Alex and Steven, had five movies to their credit. Name them. Third question, which very popular sport did James Naismith invent? Which sport did James Naismith invent?
Did she say, she said hot-blooded, warm-blooded, cold-blooded, and ponies.
And ponies.
That sounds like a band. Right there. Or,
cold-blooded ponies.
Now cold, that, oh, that, oh, there you go.
That is
wow.
You're, you're welcome,
go
America.
Him. Yes.
Yeah.
I'd go to that concert.
You think it's heavy? Is that heavy metal though? Is that
cold-blooded ponies? No, that would be that'd be
they open for Black Sabbath.
Be a country band.
It'd be polka.
Polka.
Yeah, I can see them in their suspenders. And
the cold-blooded ponies take the stage.
Cold-blooded
what
ponies.
What kind of music are they going to play?
Somebody's listening right now and thinking, yeah, that's it. That's what we're going
to. So you got to start as a garage band, pay your dues, but then one day they'll be announcing it. And how will they announce it, Tim?
The cold. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage. The cold-blooded.
Oh, it's them. It's them.
Ponies.
I'm passing out.
And their lead guitarist. Their lead. All right. You got to have a lead guitarist
M1
with one
Abrams.
Name.
That's your,
yeah. Right. Right.
With what'd you say?
M1 Abrams, their lead guitarist.
All right. Here are my two questions. We are repeating our questions.
Yes.
Yeah.
How many time zones are there in the world? How many time zones?
Doesn't matter. I'll
are
be running behind in all
this
the
world.
World.
Yeah, and there's not. This is not a relative question, you know, depending on if you're on drugs or not.
Okay. Oh, okay.
There's straight up scientific. How many time zones are there?
Dude,
in the world?
I've been eating too
yeah,
much.
It's not of that.
Willow bark.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Hey, there's actually a thing if you're in the military and if you're on a ship and you cross over where you gain a day or lose a day, you get a certificate for it. You're part of a club for actually
really?
Right. Doing that. Yes.
Right.
They hand those out.
Do they hand those out at the mess hall?
No, it's
for real. Do they hand those out at the mess hall at breakfast? Jones, get your Wilson, Thomas, come get your certificates, people.
There's 5,000 5,000 people on an aircraft carrier.
Right.
We've just emailed it to you. You'll have it when you get home.
Richardson, if you don't come up here right now, you're gonna have you're gonna have to clean up the tables. All right.
You're gonna add a question.
What is the rarest blood type in humans? That was my other question. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let me give you the phone number. You can call us and be on the air. And please do not call if you've gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks.
You know, we never did give out the number. How did all these people know where to call?
They write it down, and next week they call. Here's the phone number. I knew I was missing one thing when we did the ground rules.
Yeah.
The phone
you knew
number.
There was something.
Here's the phone number, 888-589-8840. That's the number to reach us here, 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. If you want to send us an email, you can do so at comments@afr.net. comments@afr.net.
Hey, and I want to
give a
shout out to Gary, Karen, Lisa, and Madeline listening to AFR right now in the car. People
really?
Love to hear their name mentioned.
Did you know that for a fact, or are you just throwing
where
out names
traveling?
No, no, I know that.
Where are they traveling?
They're traveling from Owensboro, Kentucky to Tupelo, Mississippi.
All
and
right.
They're somewhere in Tennessee.
I'd like to say hi to Lisa and Mallory and Kevin.
Where do they live?
Florida? I'm just hoping. I'm just throwing a dart. Hoping I hit somebody.
You're going to hit somebody. All right. Hot-blooded, warm-blooded, cold-blooded, and ponies.
And see, y'all made fun of me because I said big horses, little horses, medium horses, and the answer was hot-blooded, warm-blooded, cold-blooded, and no-blooded.
And ponies.
And ponies.
Oh, back to the phones.
Funny. All right, we go to Louisiana, and Seth is on the line. Seth, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both, Seth?
I'll do both.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
The one about the other half, which has heretofore gone unanswered.
Oh, Seth,
you are the man.
50 minutes into the
you're
show.
You're the man. Seth's helping me because the word heretofore is lost in the English language for the most part, and Seth's trying to help me bring it back.
Yes.
Seth said so. What,
so which question that has heretofore gone unanswered?
You're part Italian.
Oh, okay, good. So Seth's going to answer this.
What's the question?
Here's the question. This is from the Have You Been Paying Attention files. Most of you know I'm half Italian. What's the other half, Seth?
Greek.
Greek is
nicely
correct.
Nicely done.
Yes.
Nicely
so,
done.
So your mom was?
My mom was Greek. My dad is Italian.
Where'd they meet?
They met at where my dad was working. Sanders Associates, I think. He was
in New Hampshire,
an engineer.
Or where?
In
Connecticut?
No, I think it was in Massachusetts
at the time.
And she was a secretary or something.
But there were a lot of Greek and Italian immigrants in the Northeast.
Oh, yeah, and in the Massachusetts area. Yeah. She was from Lowell, Massachusetts.
So that would probably not have been uncommon for Greeks. And
right, right.
Hey, well, I gotta tell you something funny. So this friend who is half black and half Italian, and some new friends that he met.
You better be careful with this.
No, they were in college. They were in college, and they were trying to, like, now, is he Puerto Rican? Or, you know, I can tell he's, you know, I'm not sure what. And they said, hey, you know, what are you? He said, Blitalian.
Blitalian.
Yeah. And that's what he would tell people. He was Blitalian.
Blitalian.
So there's no need
Too
in you
funny.
Doing one of those ancestry things. You know. Already, right?
Well, the Greek side, because the Balkans have been conquered so often, is probably a mixture.
But you got an eighth of you in there. That's
I don't know. I've never done it.
Have you done it, JJ?
Melly and I. That's what we got each other for Christmas.
Have you done it?
Yeah, we did it.
What are you?
That 23 and me.
Yeah,
I am an uncomplicated person. My mother-in-law, 3% this, 7% this, 12% this, all over the world. And I thought, well, mine will be too. I'm like 78% Irish.
Wow. That's unusual.
Really? Oh,
starting Monday morning, I'm going to start wearing kilts to work.
No.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
Well, you ain't wearing it in this show. I'll tell you that right now.
Can we play some bagpipe music for the bumpers?
I just think
it'd bring a tear to my
men,
eye.
Men, women, skirt, wearing skirts.
Bagpipes are Scottish, though, aren't
Well,
they?
Yeah. Well, it was. It's like 72% Irish, yeah. But about 90% from that area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wales, Ireland, Scotland, right through there. England.
Seth?
All right.
Sorry to keep
excellent
you
job on that. Thank you for paying attention. Did you know that off the top of your head, or did you have to ask somebody?
I knew it.
Way
Thank
to go,
you for paying
Seth.
Attention.
Yeah. Hey, what's your question for us, buddy?
Before I ask, Mr. Wildman, you know any good ballets?
Man, y'all are. Did y'all set all this stuff up just to
I
have me?
Know.
No, Seth is
doing this on his own.
Have me battered in here today.
Yeah, no.
My
that's
missteps
good.
Along life's way.
And I repeat, we didn't start. Yeah, we didn't originate the first thing.
Duly noted.
Hey,
nor did you use the word balletist to describe a ballerina artist.
Hey, Seth, what's your question for us?
What's the difference between a sour pickle and a dill pickle?
Ooh, that's a really good question.
Now, right. Dill pickle, I love dill pickles.
Yeah.
Sweet pickles, I can't, I don't like them at all.
Is that a sour? No, I mean, they're sweet and sour.
Okay.
But I don't, do you guys know the answer?
No,
I don't know the answer.
I don't, Seth, you stumped us. I'd like to know
the
difference.
We're going to learn something.
What's the difference?
The dill pickles have some sugar in them.
Oh.
Sour does.
And that's the difference.
Hmm. Well,
all right.
You mean naturally or people add it to them?
It's probably added.
Yeah, I think it's added because there's like people have all these recipes for, you know, pickling cucumbers.
Can you use sweet and low?
I don't know.
Hey,
who would want to?
The more
I'm just
young
thinking
people,
if you want to not add the calories.
Oh.
You want to make
pickles don't have a lot of calories.
Yeah, but you add sugar to anything, boom, there go the calories.
More young people are starting to want to learn how to do canning, and I say good for them.
Yeah.
So that's good. Yeah. Get some good fresh vegetables.
Good skills to learn.
Yeah. Thank you, Seth. Take care, my friend.
Appreciate
it. God bless you.
I personally appreciate it, Seth. Thank you.
So we know that you're half Greek,
half Greek, half Italian.
You're mostly Irish.
Mostly Irish.
I got to find out.
You really ought to do that. Melanie, my wife, she did that, and there's some royalty that showed up in her lineage.
Wow.
No surprise to me at all.
I hire you a lawyer. Get some money out of that deal right there.
Well, now this
somebody in Europe probably owes y'all.
I've said this on air before, yeah. and so you guys know, some of our listeners may not, and this is not a joke. One of my sisters years ago did one of the, it was before the DNA stuff. They did a, had the sent off and had our name traced,
mm-hmm.
and we're descended from a pope.
Really?
Who aren't supposed to marry
Wait,
or have relations.
I just
relations.
Thought about that. That just
yes.
hit me.
Oh.
That was
a pope that
went astray.
A pope that strayed, apparently.
Yeah. Melanie, sitting on the couch at our cabin a few years back when the genealogy got popular, she put in her McCallahan. And
that's a great name.
With only a couple of leaps, I mean, not using one of the things, just putting, she knew who her great-grandparents were and her great-grandparents. She went right to Dublin. It said, you know, here was their children, their grandchildren, great-grandchildren. And then it said that her great-great-granddad was exiled from Dublin. It was right there in the information.
And it's still out there.
And she and I said, what do you have to do? Because they're okay with strong drink.
Right.
And they're okay
with fighting in the tavern.
What do you got to do to get kicked out of Ireland? We've had a good laugh over that.
All right.
Not just kicked out, banished for life.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones.
Back to the phones we go. We're going to go to Arkansas, and Hannah is on the line. Hannah, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Hannah?
I'd like to just answer.
All right. Which question?
The one about the eight ball.
All right, Hannah. In billiards, what color is the eight ball?
Black.
You're exactly
right.
Thank you. Hey, thank you for listening to AFR. You have a wonderful weekend.
Hannah doesn't have a question for us.
She doesn't.
Okay. Well, we got time for another question.
All right, before the break, we can go to Kansas.
We still haven't had the mystery question answered.
That's right.
We haven't given away a free T-shirt today.
Kansas, and Jack is on the line. Jack, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Doing great, Jack. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I could do both if I could, please.
You sure can. Which question do you want to try to answer?
I'd like to answer the question, since I'm from Kansas, I'd like to answer the question about Dr. Naismith.
All right, Jack. Which popular sport did James Naismith invent?
That would be rock, chalk, Jayhawk basketball.
Come on. That's what I'm talking about right here at the end of March Madness. Hey.
Jay, that is appropriate that that Naismith was from Kansas.
He wasn't from Kansas.
He was a
Canadian who moved to Massachusetts to be the YMCA director. Harsh winters. They said, find something to keep him busy. He's in the little cramped gym. He's thinking football, rugby, soccer. That's not going to work. So he nails a peach basket up on the wall, wrote down 13 rules, and he invented basketball. Well, then what you said, he moved to Kansas. And he was he wrote the original basketball rule book, founded the University of Kansas basketball program, and he was the first college basketball coach in America.
Wow. That's pretty
remarkable.
We got to wait through the. Jack, do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. I have an American history question.
Yeah, okay, Jack, can you hold on? We're running out of time here for this. Can you hold on?
We got a 5-minute break for news, and we can come back. Can you wait?
As long as my cell phone battery holds out, I can wait.
Okay. If something happens, email us and we'll put you back on either next half hour or first thing next week.
Jack, those are some lyrics for a song right there. As long as my cell phone batteries hold out, I can wait.
I'll be yours, darling.
Yeah, that's a country song if I ever heard one.
I don't think George Strait's going to do that one.
You get the
Cold-Blooded Ponies would.
Yeah, Cold-Blooded Ponies would. You're right about that.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.